Hello, friends, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. It's good to have you here. I'm Brian Wright, and I'll be with you this hour, playing 78 RPM records from my collection. It's music from the first half of the 20th century. Today's program, as so often before, is a mixed bag, featuring jazz bands, dance bands, vocalists, even some overlooked solo instruments on this program. So I think we'll have fun, and we'll go ahead and start with something pretty hot. This is Benny Goodman and his orchestra, the record made in New York on February 2nd, 1934. The tune was written by Benny Goodman, along with pianist and arranger Arthur Schutt. We've got some good people in the band for this date. Manny Klein and Charlie Margulis on trumpet, Sonny Lee on trombone. Coleman Hawkins is there on tenor sax, along with Arthur Schutt at the piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Artie Bernstein string bass, and Gene Krupa at the drums. And of course, Benny Goodman playing clarinet. This is a real moody, atmospheric record. A good way to start off the program. It's called Georgia Jubilee. How about that? A fade-out ending. Pretty rare on record in 1934. That was Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Georgia Jubilee, recorded for Columbia Records on February 2nd, 1934 in New York. The band recorded three other selections at that session. All three of the others feature Mildred Bailey singing. Maybe one of these days I'll pull one of those out, maybe Junkman or Old Pappy or Emmeline. Those are the three other titles, and play one of those for you. It's interesting, that record, Georgia Jubilee, was made in early 1934, more than a year before Benny Goodman and his band really hit it big on that famous trip out to California. And yet you can still hear elements of swing bubbling just under the surface. The style was really coming together. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And up next, I have a pair of records by Marian Harris, a singer I like a lot. She was born in Indiana in 1896 and got started in vaudeville in the Chicago area. when she was still a teenager, I think only about 18 when she first went on the stage. She started recording for the Victor label soon thereafter, stayed with them for a few years before making a few selections for Columbia Records in the early 20s. Then she went to Brunswick for a while in the 1920s and back to Victor. In the early 1930s, she went over to England and performed on the stage and on radio at the BBC. She also made some records over there. We'll hear one of them in this set. She married an English theatrical agent and was going to settle down, it seems, in England, but their house was destroyed in a German rocket attack in 1941, so they headed back over to the United States, where she died in a hotel fire in 1944. She was only 48 years old. In this set, we'll start with a recording she made for Victor on April 18th, 1919. The song is called Jazz Baby, written by Blanche Merrill and M.K. Jerome. Victor 18555. After that, we'll hear Marian Harris singing with Billy Mason and his Café de Paris band. This was recorded in London, March 17th, 1931. One of her handful of electric records that sounds so nice. Columbia DB453. My Canary Has Circles Under His Eyes is the song. You'll have a hard time believing it's the same singer. The style has changed so much between 1919 and 1931. But I hope you'll enjoy both of these. First up, Marian Harris to sing Jazz Baby.
How much longer can we last? Have we gone completely off our dome? With this modernistic stuff, I'm through, I've had enough. I'm so worried now since it hit home. Since making whoopee became all the rage, it's even gotten to the old birdcage, and my canary has circles under his eyes. He used to whistle the prisoner's song, now he does snake hips the whole night long, and my canary has circles under his eyes. Now there was a time he was satisfied to flit among the flowers, but now when I let him out he'll hide up in a tree for hours. Instead of taking a much needed rest, he's flying out to some sparrow's nest, and my canary has circles under his eyes. He has no girlfriend that I'm certain of, but he sings, "What is this thing called love?" And my canary has circles under his eyes. Birds of a feather, the old story goes, but love is something nobody knows, and my canary has circles under his eyes. Now maybe he's worried the little lamb, he always looks so solemn. I wonder if he is in a jam. I'll look in Swaffer's column. He won't eat his bird seed, it's really a sin. He won't sing a thing without his cup of gin. And my canary has circles under his eyes.
Apparently, the radio networks of the day billed Marion Harris as the little girl with the big voice. And you can hear it, too, on that last record. Did you notice how, at the end of My Canary Has Circles Under His Eyes, she backs away from the microphone on the last note, presumably to avoid overloading the signal? That was recorded in London on March 17th, 1931. Marion Harris singing with Billy Mason and his Café de Paris band, Columbia DB 453. Before that, we heard a selection she recorded a dozen years earlier in 1919 for the Victor label in New York, Jazz Baby. Marion Harris recorded, I think, about 100 records, or 100 sides anyway, during the acoustic era from her start in 1916 up until 1925. Unfortunately, her output on records slowed quite a bit after that. She recorded only about a dozen selections between 1925 and 1934 with the aid of a microphone. It's a shame, too, because her later records are so, so good. I wish she had done more of them. Well, up next, let's listen to a couple of dance bands, both of these made by band leaders who would probably become more famous for their sweet bands in the 1930s and 40s, but in the mid to late 20s, both of them led hot organizations. First up, Jan Garber and his orchestra, a Columbia record made in New York on February 14th, 1928. Harry Goldfield is the vocalist for Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. After that, we'll hear Ted Weems and his orchestra. Parker Gibbs is the vocalist on a record from November 25th, 1927, made in Camden, New Jersey for Victor. Cobblestones, it's called. So first up, here's Jan Garber, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. This is Hot.
Thank you. never knew my gal would do me that way. I never thought that she would leave me someday. But now there's nothing I can do or can say. I'm all alone, I might have known it. I thought she loved me like a sweet mama should. She got ambitious and she left me for good. I'm just as lost as any babes in the wood since my best gal turned me down.
Just the other day, I was visiting with a friend who also collects 78s, and we were talking about how much we like those Parker Gibbs vocals on Ted Weems records of the late 1920s. To me, Parker Gibbs just always seems to be singing with a smile on his face. That's a good one. Cobblestones, recorded in Camden, New Jersey in November of 1927. Before that, Jan Garber and his orchestra, with Harry Goldfield singing Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. That was recorded in New York in February of 1928. I'd like to take just a moment and thank you very much for tuning in to the Shellac Stack. For the pleasure of your company as we listen to these 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century, if you'd like to write to me, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. If you have any requests, comments, suggestions, anything along those lines, shellacstack@gmail.com. It's easy. Well, let's continue now with three records that feature solo instruments that I think, tend to get overlooked. They're not often featured in jazz music, and some people think they're just flat out annoying. I don't think they have to be, especially when they're in the hands of people who can really do neat things with them. First up, we'll hear a harmonica solo on a record label called Harmonica Records. 811-C is the catalog number here. The musician is Charles Layton. This was recorded in 1948. It's an old song that goes back to the early 30s. I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Charles Layton seems to have been an interesting guy. He started touring vaudeville theaters when he was just 16 years old. Pretty soon he was recording with professionals of the likes of the Andrews Sisters, Johnny Bond, Merle Travis, even the writers of the Purple Sage. Later on, he would record and perform with Paul Whiteman, Kay Kaiser, Harry Belafonte, Hugh Downs, Clint Eastwood, Andre Castellanets. The list goes on and on. He did give up playing harmonica in the 1950s or so to focus on a career as a recording engineer, and apparently was quite an inspiration to Phil Ramone. Anyway, after Charles Layton, we'll hear another Charles, Charles Magnanti, at the accordion, along with vocalist Scrappy Lambert for a tune called Say a Little Prayer for Me, which is not as dreary as the title would suggest. It's actually a neat tune. It's a Crown record, 3116, recorded in New York in April of 1931. And we'll finish the set with Milt Hirth at the organ and Joseph Green, the xylophone soloist, on Lady of Spain from June of 1938. It's a Decca record, 25420. But first up, here's Charles Layton, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Thank you.
tight, say a little prayer for me. And when you go to bed, to rest your weary head, say a little prayer for me. There's joy in living when you are near. You're so forgiving, you banish all my sorrow. I'll never go astray if only you will say just a little prayer for me.
From 1938, that was Joseph Green at the xylophone, along with Milt Hirth playing the organ for Lady of Spain, a Decca record. Before that, from 1931, we heard accordionist Charles Mignanti with a vocal chorus by Scrappy Lambert, Say a Little Prayer for Me. And we started the set with Charles Layton, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, a harmonica solo from 1948. Up next, I've got two records that were recorded in the summer of 1927, when Victor Records sent a portable unit down to Savannah, Georgia, They recorded some bands, some vocalists, some solo pianists, other things. And we'll hear two bands that recorded. First up, Blue Steel and his orchestra, a band leader probably best known for his eccentric and sometimes dangerous personality that seems to have been the result of a metal plate put in his head after an injury in World War I. Blue Steel's orchestra will play Girl of My Dreams, I Love You, Victor 20971. Kenny Sargent, soon to be famous with the Casaloma Orchestra, will be the vocalist. He doesn't receive credit on the label. After that, we'll hear the Ross Deluxe Syncopators, a band led by R.H. Cloud that came up from Miami, Florida for the session. They'll play Lady Mine, which is something composed by the band's leader, Robert H. Cloud. Victor 20952. Both of these recorded in August of 1927 in a tobacco warehouse in Savannah, so you'll notice some nice reverb. These have a very atmospheric sound to them. Anyway, first up, here's Blue Steel and his orchestra, Girl of My Dreams, I Love You by Sonny Clapp.
Thank you.
the liner notes to a CD compilation that included a selection by Ross Deluxe Syncopators, Sherwin Dunner writes that, quote, "The sound of the band is haunting and archaic, with a sense of rhythm that has more of a turn-of-the-century lilt than late 1920s drive." I would agree with that, and I think that's part of what makes these records by the Ross Deluxe Syncopators so special to me. Believe it or not, though, I have a friend who is very much a hardcore collector of 1920s and early 30s jazz records, and he doesn't like the Ross Deluxe Syncopators at all, he told me once. I couldn't believe it. I think they're a terrific band, but maybe it was something of that archaic sound that didn't agree with him. In any case, that was the Ross Deluxe Syncopators, recorded in Savannah, Georgia, August 22, 1927, Lady Mine. Before that, Blue Steel and his orchestra, Girl of My Dreams, I Love You, featuring Kenny Sargent singing the vocal. That was recorded 4 days later, August 26th, 1927. Both of those from Victor's August 1927 field trip to Savannah, Georgia. In this next set, we'll start with Travis B. Hale and E.J. Derry Jr. They're going to sing a vocal duet on Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You, Victor 20866, recorded in Chicago in June of 1927. After that, we'll hear an instrumental by the Mayfair Trio, which is another name for the Blackstone Trio. This is a Vocalion record made in New York February 25th, 1926, called simply Mike. The record has some stripped grooves at the very beginning, so you'll hear a little bit of blasting, but once that passes, it clears up nicely. We'll finish the set with Johnny Marvin, a Columbia record that he made on December 30th, 1925. Johnny Marvin plays ukulele and sings In My Gondola. Three records now, starting with Travis B. Hale and E.J. Derry Jr. Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You?
Thinking of you. was a dashing Romeo. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. All dressed up in his best mustachio. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Each night he'd go a-calling upon this fairest maid, and all night long he would sing this serenade. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. In my gondola, in my gondola, sweet Raviola, we'll take a ride beneath the moon. We'll sit and spoon to you, I'll croon my love inside. And while I'm strumming on my sweet guitar, you can funiculi and I'll funicula. If you say Nola, sweet Raviola, you'll have to stroll from my gondola.
We started that set with Travis B. Hale and E.J. Derry Jr. Can't You Hear Me Say I Love You, recorded in Chicago in 1927. After that, it was the Mayfair Trio with Mike from February of 1926, Vocalion 15288. And we finished the set with Johnny Marvin, Columbia 547-D, from December of 1925, In My Gondola. We have time for, I think, two more records if we act quickly on this edition of the Shellac Stack. We'll start with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, a Vocalion 78 made in Chicago, May 27th, 1938. Chuck Richards is the vocalist for Don't Let the Rhythm Go to Your Head, Let the Rhythm Go to Your Feet. And we'll wrap up with Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, a Columbia record made in October of 1940. It's an instrumental version of Nat Shilkret and Gene Austin's tune, The Lonesome Road. Don't let the title fool you, it's a swinger. So, here we are with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, Don't Let the Rhythm Go to Your Head.
By any drummer's beat. Oh, don't let the rhythm go to your head, let the rhythm go to your feet. It makes you feel dejected, if so then I repeat. Don't let the rhythm go to your head. Let the rhythm go to your feet. Now you act just like a seasick traveler reading all around. Maybe my logic isn't right, but I think your feet are too close to the ground. If you're to be respected, you'll have to give out heat. Don't let it disconcert you. Rhythm will never hurt you. Swinging is still a virtue, so let the rhythm go to your feet.
You know, to be honest, my copy of that record looks terrible. It looks all beat up, but it plays remarkably well. Sometimes those laminated Columbia records do. That was Columbia 35849, Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, The Lonesome Road, recorded in New York, October 17th, 1940. And before that, it was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from May of 1938, a recording made in Chicago that featured Chuck Richards as vocalist. Don't let the rhythm go to your head. Let the rhythm go to your feet. And that's about all the time we have on this edition of the Shellac Stack. As always, I thank you very much for the pleasure of your company this past hour. I hope you enjoyed the show, hope you enjoyed some of the records that we played, and I hope you'll come back next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. So long.